ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं दैवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 24। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। तस्मात् सर्वेषु भूतेषु दयां कुरुता सौहृदं भावं आसुरं उन्मुच्य यया तुष्यति अधोक्षजः। तस्मात् सर्वेषु भूतेषु दयां कुरुता सौहृदं भावं आसुरं उन्मुच्य यया तुष्टति अधोक्षजः। तस्मात् सर्वेषु भूतेषु दयां कुरुत सौहृदं भावमासुरम् उन्मुच्य यया तुष्टति अधोक्षजः। तस्मात् सर्वेषु भूतेषु दयां कुरुत सौहृदं भावमासुरम् उन्मुच्य यया तुष्यति अधोक्षजः। प्लीज चैंट। तस्मात् सर्वेषु भूतेषु दुष्टतिरधोक्षजः। तस्मात् सर्वेषु भूतेषु भावमासुरम् उन्मुच्य यया तुष्टतिरधोक्षजः। तस्मात् सर्वेषु भूतेषु दयां कुरुत सौहृदं भावमासुरम् उन्मुच्य यया तुष्यति अधोक्षजः। तस्मात् सर्वेषु भूतेषु दयां कुरुत सौहृदं भावमासुरम् उन्मुच्य तुष्यति अधोक्षजः। माताजी, ओके, प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। तस्मात् देयरफॉर सर्वेषु टू ऑल भूतेषु लिविंग एंटिटीज दयां मर्सी कुरुत शो सौहृदं फ्रेंडलीनेस भावं द एटीट्यूड आसुरं ऑफ द डीमंस उन्मुच्य गिविंग अप यया बाय विच तुष्यति इज सैटिस्फाइड अधोक्षजः। द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हु इज बियॉन्ड the perception of the senses. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Therefore, my dear young friends born of demons, please act in such a way that the Supreme Lord, who is beyond the conception of material knowledge, will be satisfied. Give up your demoniac nature and act without enmity or duality. Show mercy to all living entities by enlightening them in devotional service, thus becoming their well-wishers. Purport. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 18.55, Bhaktya mama vijanati yavanyaschashmi tatvatah. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj ultimately instructed his class friends, the sons of the demons, to accept the process of devotional service by preaching the science of Krishna consciousness to everyone. Preaching is the best service to the Lord. The Lord will immediately be extremely satisfied with one who engages in this service of preaching Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita. Na chatasman manusheshu kaschin me priya krittama. There is no servant in this world more dear than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. If one sincerely tries his best to spread Krishna consciousness by preaching the glories of the Lord and His supremacy, even if he is imperfectly educated, he becomes the dearmost servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is bhakti. As one performs this service for humanity without discrimination between friends and enemies, the Lord becomes satisfied and the mission of one's life is fulfilled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised everyone to become a guru devotee and preach the Krishna consciousness. Yare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh. That is the easiest way to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By such preaching, the preacher also becomes satisfied and those to whom he preaches are also satisfied. This is the process of bringing peace and tranquility to the entire world. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam gnatvamam shantim richati. One is expected to understand these three formulas of knowledge concerning the Supreme Lord. That He is the Supreme Enjoyer, that He is the proprietor of everything, that He is the best well-wisher and friend of everyone. A preacher should personally understand these truths and preach them to everyone. Then there will be peace and tranquility all over the world. The word sauridam, friendliness, is very significant in this verse. People are generally ignorant of Krishna consciousness and therefore, to become their best well-wisher, one should teach them about Krishna consciousness without discrimination. Since the Supreme Lord Vishnu is situated in the core of everyone's heart, everybody is a temple of Vishnu. One should not misuse this understanding as an excuse for such words as Daridra Narayan. If Narayan lives in the house of a Daridra, a poor man, this does not mean that Narayan has become poor. He lives everywhere, in the houses of the poor and those of the rich. But in all circumstances, he remains Narayan. To think that he becomes either poor or rich is a material calculation. He is always Shad Aishwarya Purna, full in six opulences in all circumstances. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanta ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೆ ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. Please repeat the translation after me. Therefore, my dear young friends, born of demons, please act in such a way that the Supreme Lord, who is beyond the conception of material knowledge, will be satisfied. Give up your demoniac nature and act without enmity or duality. Show mercy to all living entities by enlightening them in devotional service, thus becoming their well-wishers. So here we find, this is Prahlad Maharaj who is instructing his demoniac schoolmates. And this verse is very relevant because here Prahlad Maharaj is telling his schoolmates that you join the preaching movement full time and therefore benefit entire humanity by spreading this message of Krishna consciousness. So that is what Prahlad Maharaj is encouraging his students, his classmates to do. And this verse is very relevant in this month because this is the marathon month wherein we actually go out keeping the same intention and keeping this consciousness. So the first question is, because Prahlad Maharaj is here, he is actually pushing his schoolmates that you all should go out and preach. So then when we ask this question, why to preach, then you know there are so many answers. Because just when we go out and see how people are suffering in this world, that itself becomes a motivating factor. When we go out and see and talk to people, they have so many different conceptions about what is life meant for, about who is God. So many people have this understanding that money is God. Others have this understanding sex is God. In fact, there was a caption, it said, those who think money can't buy happiness do not know where to shop. So they are saying that actually money can buy you happiness. And it is just you go to the mall, you go to these shopping centers, you go and you can purchase so many items and you can therefore be happy. But in our preaching work, when we meet very rich people, we see that they are the ones who are most frustrated. They are the ones who are always in anxiety about their wealth. A year back, we had gone to a program in Khar, wherein there was this very rich builder. He said that he had crores of property worth in Mumbai. And in fact, in his house, there were three elevators which led to his house. Three lifts coming to the house, you know. And after the program got over, he took us to his bedroom where he showed one huge shelf. And the shelf had, all of them had different categories of medicines. And then he showed one huge stack and told us, this is what is required for me so that I can sleep every day. He said that this stack of medicines is what I take to sleep. So much anxiety, so much misery. So because the entire society is misdirected, therefore it becomes mandatory to actually show them direction. Srila Prabhupada writes in the introduction of the Bhagavatam, he says, our movement is meant to create a spiritual revolution in the impious lives of a misdirected civilization. It is meant to create a spiritual revolution in the impious lives of a misdirected civilization. So the entire civilization we find is strongly misdirected because practically no one has any idea about what life is actually meant for. And in fact, we find that most people personify this Bhagavatam verse. நூனம் பிரமத்த குருதே விகர்ம யதீந்திரியா பிரீதிய ஆப்ரிணோதி நசாது மன்னி யதாத்மனோயம் அசனபி க்லேஷத ஆஷ தேஹ. பிகாஸ் தே திங்க் தட் தி எய்ம் ஆஃப் லைஃப் இஸ் சென்ஸ் கிராட்டிஃபிகேஷன், தே டூ விகர்ம, ஆல் சார்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் சின்ஃபுல் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ். அண்ட் பட் தே டோன்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் திஸ் வெரி பாடி தட் தேர் ட்ரைங் டு என்ஜாய் வித் இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி த காஸ் ஆஃப் தேர் சஃபரிங். So we know this one very one Bollywood producer who stays in Santa Cruz, and he's our good friend, so we go keep meeting him. So in the basement of his building he has three Mercedes and one Jaguar and still three more cars. So for and this whole five floor building is his own building. So for a normal person, he thinks this is the perfection of life. He thinks three Mercedes and a Jaguar, what more does he want? Five floors building, all his. Third floor is his office, fourth floor is his penthouse. What more does he want? What more can anyone want? And he has his grandmother, who was our life member. So when we met her, we said, why don't you come to the temple? So she says that, no, I have got, both my kidneys have failed. And I have to go for dialysis every second day. ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ ராதராஸ் பிஹாரி பகவான் கி, சீதாராம் லக்ஷ்மண் ஹனுமான் கி, ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ கௌர நிதாய கி. So the grandmother is saying, I have to go for dialysis every second day. And the other day, I am so weak that I cannot do anything. So she sits in the Jaguar and goes to the hospital for dialysis. So the question is, where is the happiness? An ordinary materialist, he thinks that just by getting this huge car, this amazing car, right, the car itself is worth a crore rupees. He thinks that this is happiness. But the grandmother is not happy. Why? Asanapi kleshada ashadeha. This very body that we are trying to enjoy with is actually the cause of suffering. It is actually that which puts us in misery. But you see, nobody thinks in this way. Everybody is in a rat race. When we go to the streets of Mumbai and see everybody is just running and rushing, right? Even if we go to the station, we find everybody is so busy. They are just with so much of attitude on their face and so much of seriousness and gravity. They are just running from one place to another, wanting to work hard. So actually we are very fortunate because somehow we have this spiritual understanding that the truth is that this body is only meant for our suffering. And despite this rat race, it does not give anyone happiness. Right? Whenever we go to meet people, the first thing we say is, money can't buy you happiness. Right? And invariably everyone agrees. Right? So they agree, but they cannot act on it. So somehow because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that we are in touch with his books, that we have this Divya Gyan, which we are trying to practice by the association of, in the association of devotees, we are able to appreciate what actually is the aim of life and pursue a life as such. So, because there is so much of competitive mentality and exploitative mentality in this world, that the whole civilization is only running behind accumulation of more and more material goods. And happiness, their concept of happiness is how much better they are than their neighbor. So this last week I was there meeting this person who was in Matunga. He lives in a very nice building. So he was mentioning when we told him about this exploitative mentality, that how everybody is just trying to compete with each other. And their conception of happiness is based on how they are better than the others. So because they do something, they get an iPhone or they get a Mercedes or some car or some material asset which is better than their neighbors, they feel, I am good. Only till their neighbor gets a better one. So their whole life just goes in the rat race of trying to achieve more and more. So this man was telling, when I told him this point, he was telling, yes, this is happening in my society. There were two best friends, inseparable friends. But because of some dispute, now they don't get along well. And one of them bought a Mercedes last week. And the other one, he got a Mercedes 2 days back. Why did the other one get? Because his ex-friend got one. So this man was telling, he was saying, there was no need for this other person to buy. He already has a nice car. What is the need? But just because his now turned enemy has bought a Mercedes, he thought, why should I be left behind? So he also went and bought one. Complete waste of money. And this is what the conception of happiness is. So we see our great fortune is that we are saved from this mentality. Because practically everybody else is in this mentality only. In the corporate sector, everybody is only thinking how I can achieve the next position. Everybody is eyeing the CEO's position. But the CEO himself is thinking the owner is happy. And the owner is actually having a headache of the entire company, of the entire firm. So in the whole process, actually no one is happy. So in this, we are greatly fortunate because we are saved. Because Srila Prabhupada's teachings actually tell us that we don't need to work like a gadha. We don't need to do gadha majuri. Our quota actually comes to us. Right? Bhagavatam says, Sasyaiva heto prayate ta kovido na labhete yad brahmatam upariyada. Tal labhe yad dukhavad anyata sukam kalena sarvatra gabira ramhasa. So because our quota is already destined, our happiness and distress in life is already destined, there is no need to have to unnecessary do over endeavor for that. So endeavor is to be done for spiritual life. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, in one of the purports, this verse comes in the Bhagavad Gita. Namam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradama maya aparita jnana asurim bhavam ashritam. Srila Prabhupada mentions 99.9% of the entire population is naradama. What is the meaning of naradama? Lowest among mankind. So in the purport itself, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, why are they lowest among mankind? He's saying because the Manusmriti mentions that there are reformatory processes that a person should undertake. Since he has now been given the benediction of this human form of life. And because nobody has anything to do with these reformatory processes, they are no better than a naradama. So because people are in such an ignorant state, it is actually the responsibility of the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement to go out and wake them up from their slumber. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in this purport, he says that preaching satisfies everyone. And the Lord becomes satisfied with the preacher. The preacher is satisfied. And the one whom he is preaching to is also satisfied. So the glorious activity of preaching, the glories of preaching are actually mentioned in this particular purport. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that what is to be preached? This ultimate peace formula. What is the peace formula? Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvalokam haishwaram suridam sarvabhutanam natva mam shantim richati. That it is actually Krishna who is the proprietor. It is Krishna who is the best friend and ever well-wisher of all the living entities. This is what is actually to be done. So in the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada mentions this, that Srila Rupa Goswami, he is defining auspiciousness. So Rupa Goswami says that auspiciousness means benefit and welfare activity for the entire society. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that a very broad propaganda of Krishna consciousness is the only benefit and welfare activity for the entire world. And we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also always instructed the same. In the Chaitanya Charitamrit Madhya Leela, when Vasudev Vipra, the leper, Vasudev the leper, is cured by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had leprosy. So although he had such a debilitating disease, Mahaprabhu cured him. And then after that, in return, he told Vasudev, I just want you to do one thing. I want you to preach the glories of the Lord. So in return for curing him, he wanted one thing. He wanted that Vasudev should go and preach this message of Krishna consciousness. And in this purport, in Chaitanya Charitamrit Madhya, Srila Prabhupada, he writes that this is the process of Krishna consciousness movement. Because we are saved, like Vasudev the leper, we are saved. So in return, we must also go out and share this message. We should also go out and preach. And this month happens to be the best way to do the same. Right. Srila Prabhupada, time and again, he says, preaching means book distribution. He says, so many places that who will listen to your 10-minute class? If you give them a book, they are eternally benefited. And there are innumerable examples of devotees, of people who have become devotees because of this marathon. I myself am an example. 10 years ago, in my college, the devotees had come and they set up a book table. So then, I was studying and I thought I should have a Gita. So I just picked up one. That time it was paperback, 50 rupees, Bhagavad Gita as it is, pocket size version. So I picked up one and started reading. So many of my questions got answered. And then I came to the temple to buy more small books and first kind of Bhagavatam. And then I met the devotees. And after that there was no looking back. But when I met the devotees who actually came and put the stall, and I told them, you had come to our college and you had put a stall. They said, oh, we did not sell many books. We didn't sell many books. The result was very bad. The result wasn't good at all. And then he said, but now it seems since you have come, the results are showing. So one important principle that I realized through that was that although seemingly no, many books did not go, but people do become devotees. Right? We do not know how the books have an impact on individuals. Srila Prabhupada mentions at one place in a letter to Karandhara. He says, my ambition is to spread these books far and wide all over the world, so that everyone shall read at least one of our books, and that will change his life. He says, if only 1% become devotees, that will change the entire world. Right? Srila Prabhupada says, if only 1% become devotees, that will change the entire world. So this marathon is an amazing way to actually spread this mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas. So 2 weeks back, His Grace Dinabandhu Prabhu was here, and we had taken some of our students to meet him, just to get them inspired for this marathon. And he said some very amazing thing, very inspiring thing. He said that there is actually a transcendental competition that exists between Krishna and his pure devotee. He says the pure devotee is trying to please Krishna, and Krishna is trying to please his pure devotee. So Srila Prabhupada, he is trying to please Krishna by spreading this message of Bhagavad Gita and trying to distribute as many books. This is Srila Prabhupada's desire. And he is writing the books. And Krishna is trying to please Prabhupada also by fulfilling this desire of his. So when we become instruments in the hands of the Lord to fulfill this desire of Prabhupada, then Krishna actually can utilize us to please his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. So this was a very amazing point that he was mentioning. Because we find that Srila Prabhupada himself took up so much of sacrifice to write these books. Once His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj was, he was looking at Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was intensely reading his books. He was just fully absorbed in reading. So he asked Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, you have written these books. How come you are reading them? So Prabhupada said, who said I have written? Krishna has written. That is why when I read, I also learn something new. So this was Srila Prabhupada's mood. In fact, we see that this preaching spirit was exemplified by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur so strongly that when he met Srila Prabhupada, who was then Abhay Charan Day, a nationalist in Gandhi's movement, back in 1922, the first instruction that he gave him was that you are English speaking educated young men, why don't you preach this message of Lord Chaitanya in the Western world, in the English language? In fact, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, later on also to Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned at Radhakund, if you ever get money, print books. So he was always in for the preaching movement. So I was reading and there it was mentioned that there were many Babajis who wished to give Babaji initiation to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was very against taking Babaji initiation, and he used to criticize them heavily, saying, what are they doing? They are just sitting at one place and not preaching at all. Whereas Mahaprabhu's movement is all about going out and preaching and spreading this message. And we see that Srila Prabhupada, he utilizing the same principle in his life, he sacrificed so much and did so much of austerity. Right, leaving home, taking sannyas, writing back to Godhead magazine, printing, editing, publishing, distributing. And not only that, he got a sunstroke in Delhi, fell down, and there was nobody to even pick him up. So after some time, he himself got up and started walking, and again continued the same activity. Even when he went to America, even there in Butler, Pennsylvania, staying with the Agarwals, he was staying with meat eaters. In the same fridge, they used to keep meat where he used to keep his bhoga. So he tolerated all these inconveniences. Then he shifted to the Bowery where all these hippies, they were staying and acting like complete crazy people. He tolerated them. And even after they became devotees, he tolerated them in management, in dealings, to a great extent. So we find that Srila Prabhupada also exemplified this preaching spirit. In fact, when we go out to distribute books and spread this message, one gets so many realizations. So Krishna says in the Gita, Tesham Satatam Yuktanam Bhajatam Pritipurvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogamtam Yena Mam Payantite. So Krishna is saying, I give the intelligence, Dadami Buddhi Yogamtam. And when we hear stories of devotees who go out to preach this message and how amazingly they are empowered. Because we see Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana. Without being empowered by Krishna, no one can preach this message. So how amazingly they are able to sell books, how amazingly they are able to create an impact in society. So recently our devotees who have been going out on book distribution, so many of our devotees in our team, we go out for traffic signal distribution. And very recently, we have seen many Muslims, they come forward and ask for books. So in the last 3-4 days, we've had many Muslims come ahead and called our devotees practically to give them a Gita they wanted. And our devotees, they carried Urdu Gita with them and they give them Gita. Many of these Muslims, they took Urdu Gita and they took Hindi Gita also. It happens in the last 2-3 days, it is happening daily that Muslims are taking Bhagavad Gita. One of our students, who is a 16-year-old boy, just 2-3 months he has come in Krishna consciousness, but he is going out daily for book distribution this month. So he was telling me that yesterday he met a Christian lady at the signal. And she said that, no, I am Christian. So he gave her the Gita and said, actually, this is not a Hindu book. We are not trying to convert people. We are just trying to spread love of God. This book will actually deepen your relationship with God. When he said that so sincerely, she actually got inspired and she took the book and she gave him a big donation also. So we see that people of different faiths also, right, they are taking Bhagavad Gitas. And how these devotees who are sincere, they are inspired to speak some words, some sentences which inspire these people, to normal, ordinary people, to take the books. In fact, there was one such story, one devotee was mentioning that they were on local trains for distribution, and they went in a pair, two of them had gone, and they were announcing from compartment to compartment that Gita Lelijiye, this book is going to give you all answers of life and going to help you become stress-free. It is going to relieve you of all stress and all anxiety. So there was a hawker who actually came, and the hawker, he told the devotees, he criticized the devotees and told them, why are you selling these books? You are coming in between and you are disrupting what we want to do. So then the devotee said, no problem sir, please continue selling. After you are done, we will come and then we will announce. And this was happening in full public view. Everybody was saying that this hawker was so disturbed, he was so angry, and then he was criticizing the devotees. And then the hawker, in that angry mood, he made many announcements that please buy my product. Needless to say, nobody bought what this hawker sold. And then our devotees, they went, and this devotee had a wonderful idea. He told the public, he told, you see, this book actually teaches you how to be stress-free. See this angry person, how he was shouting, and how he remained cool. So everybody saw that how the hawker became so angry, emotionally disturbed, and our Hare Krishna devotees were very cool. And using that as a tactic, this man said, you see how we were able to deal? This book actually helps you remain stress-free. And then the whole compartment, almost every third person took a book. So in this way, we see that so many devotees, they get intelligence. How to actually distribute these books? How to preach? Once, it so happened that Srila Prabhupada mentioned, he was asking the devotees, so why do we distribute these books? And then he himself gave the reply. He said, because we want to see our spiritual master smile. We want to see our spiritual master smile. And one devotee actually used this line. He was distributing books abroad and he used this sentence. He went, it was raining, and it so happened that some people said that why are you doing all this in the rain? Just go and do your work. It's not good, you'll fall sick. And this devotee, he quoted this line. And he said that these books are like raindrops, which are actually mercy drops from the Supreme Lord, which is going to remove the material entanglement and remove material suffering. And hearing this statement, all the people, they felt very touched and said this is a very touching statement. And they all bought the books. So Srila Prabhupada actually, once he told to Bhavananda Prabhu, he said that your name is, there is something called Bhavananda and there is Bhavananda. So he asked Bhavananda Prabhu, what is the meaning of your name? So he said, it is the one who takes pleasure, or one who is ecstatic in serving Krishna, who is always on the platform of Bhava. Srila Prabhupada said, no, that is not your name. Your name is Bhavananda. He said, what is the meaning of Bhavananda? So Bhava means material world. So the one who takes pleasure in the material world. So Bhavananda Prabhu said that, how is this possible, Srila Prabhupada? How can one take pleasure in this material world? So Srila Prabhupada replied, the devotee, he takes pleasure in this material world because he sees it. He sees this material world as an opportunity to preach the message of the Supreme Lord. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he always said this famous statement. He said, Pran ache yaar, se hetu prachar. Anyone who has life, he can preach. Srila Prabhupada's book distribution marathon ki? Yeah. So we can take a couple of questions. Anybody has some question or some comment? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Srila Prabhupada book distribution marathon ki? Hitaye Gaur Premanande.